Good evening, Rabbi Sarai, good Chodesh. I would like tonight to learn, it's a bit of a complex parsha, the halacha of Kedima be'Birkas HaPeiros. I think, after some thought, I think the best way to learn it is if we actually do Seif Aleph, Seif Beis, and Seif Gimel tonight. I think that will give us once we see the whole thing, I think it's going to help us. There is many additional, there is many machlokas that we won't discuss. And there's a lot of things that we won't be able to get into. But I think that the halacha lemaaseh part is very important. So we introduced yesterday the concept of that there's two categories in terms of tinei kadima brachos. There is the category of Birkas Ein Shavuos and the category of Ein Birkas Ein Shavuos. Birkas Ein Shavuos, we're going to see soon again, but Birkas Ein Shavuos is, what's the halacha? Birkas Ein, the bracha Shavuos are equal. If you've got three, what were the examples, Moshe, yesterday? Equal bracha?
Coffee,
toffee, and chocolate. Yeah? Tell charcoal. And you want to know, out of the three items, which one should you make a bracha first? Another example would be you're going to have a whiskey and a bit of chocolate. Or I don't know what goes on with whiskey. What goes well with whiskey? I don't know. Yeah.
The same bracha.
Yeah. If they're all the same bracha, what are you going to make the bracha on? And what are going to be subsequent? Which one is the first item you're going to eat? That's Birkas Sehen. The bracha shavuos are equal. Same bracha, several foods. Which one comes first? Chaviv, you're saying Chaviv, we'll get to that. There is also, think about a dessert, okay? You've got dessert, you're just coming for dessert by Simcha, you've got an ice cream with chocolate next to it, and you're having a cup of, leave out the strawberry, because I want to do Birkas Ein Shavuos. You've got the ice cream, the chocolate, and the coffee, and you want to know which one is the bracha first. So that's the Birkas Ein Shavuos. We're going to be seeing what the halacha is. Then there is another area of halacha, Ein Birkas Ein Shavuos. You've got in front of you an ice cream, which is Shakol, you've got the cake, which is Mezoinus, you've got the cherry, and you've got the wine, and the straw, whatever. So you've got a few brachas in front of you. Which one do you have to pick first? Which one do you have to make a bracha on first? This is called Ein Birkas Ein Shavuos. The bracha not equal. And there, of course, is a different category, different halachas, which one comes first and which one comes second. Both of them will be covered tonight. So, Hoye lefonov, Sif, Simen Reshut Aleph, Sif Aleph. Hoye lefonov, Minei Peirois Harbe. Sif Aleph tells us, Hoye lefonov, those before him, Minei Peirois Harbe, many types of fruit in front of him. So now, Im Birkois Sehen Shavois, we're on Reshut Aleph, yeah? Im Birkois Sehen Shavois, if their brocha are equal, they all have the same brocha, Ve'yesh be'nehem memin shivo, and one of them is shiva saminim. Makdim miyad shivo, makdim min shivo. You have to choose first the shiva saminim. Half al pi, although she'eni chaviv k'moy hamin acher, although you may not like it so much, but you've got shiva saminim in front of you. So shiva saminim will come very first. So you're talking about Birkas Ein Shavuos, same bracha, and you've got one of them being the Shiva Saminim. So you've got to choose the Shiva Saminim, although you may not like it as others there. And if there is not Shiva Saminim amongst them, then you're going to choose the one you like the most. So we're learning now over here the key concept of if it is Birkas Sehen and Shavuos. So what's the order? The order is, if there is Shiva Saminim, you've got to choose the Shiva Saminim first. What would be an example for that? Birkas Ein Shavuos. Yeah. You've got grapes together with an apple. And a... No, Birkas Ein Shavuos. Same bracha. So we're talking about grapes, apple, and... Yeah. Various... Right. Okay, good. So you've got ho'etzes. You've got to choose first the Shiva Saminim. First comes Shiva Saminim. If there isn't Shiva Saminim, so you only have got an apple and a... what's another ho'etz? That's right. So then, what do? Shulchan Aruch says, you choose the chaviv, the one you like the most. Which one do you like the most? Very individual, very personal. You're going to choose the one you choose first. So that already is that we have covered now the key concept of the halacha of Birkei Sehen Shavos. You choose the Shivas Aminim if there is. If there isn't Shivas Aminim, then you take the chaviv you want to like the most. But the story is not as simple as that. Pardon? Oh, well, that will be discussed, but not tonight. There is an order of Shivas Aminim. We will get to that, Mitzvah Hashem. Now, matters are not so simple, though, as it may appear. Because we are learning, again, first you choose from the... If there isn't, you take... Don't you like the most? Chaviv. It's not as simple as that, because the Mishneh Berurah says that there is another concept which comes in between Shivas Aminim and Chaviv. Mishneh Berurah says... In Tzivkot and Dalet, Mishneh Berurah says, "Amakti memin shiva afilu chatzi pri v'ashayim shlemim." V'im ha'shnei memin echot shivas aminim, or shishneim eino memin shiva, if both are not shivas aminim, or both of them are shivas aminim, makdim ha'sholeim. You have to choose the one which is complete and whole. Ha'filu ma'chatzi chaviv yoyser sholeim odev. If the other one you prefer. Even if you prefer the other one, you've got to choose the one which is Sholem. So the Mishneh Berurah adds over here, and without going into the background of that, Mishneh Berurah paskens, it's a bit of a machlokes, but the Mishneh Berurah paskens that first comes Shivas Aminim. If they are both Shivas Aminim, or none of them are Shivas Aminim, we said a minute ago that you have to choose Chaviv. The Mishneh Berurah says, no. Actually, you have to first comes Sholem. If one of them is complete and one of them is not complete, you have to choose the complete one, Sholem, complete. And only then, if both are complete or both they are not complete, then you're going to go for Chaviv, which one you prefer. So, Lemaisa Raboisai, you've got a pomegranate, an apple, and another eight, please.
Orange.
Okay. So, you make Hoetz. You're going to make Hoetz. So, the first one you're going to choose is the Rimon, the pomegranate, because it's Shivas Aminim. Assuming that you don't have a Rimon, what are you going to do then? You're going to look for the apple and tangerine. If one of them is Sholem and the other one is not Sholem, if one of them is cut up, the other one is not cut up, you choose Sholem, even if the one that you don't like as much. Say you like apples more, but the apple is cut up, you're going to go for the, what did we say?
Orange.
The orange. And if the orange is cut up, but you like it more, doesn't matter. If it's cut up, you're going to go for the apple more because it's not cut up. So, Shivas Aminim, Sholem, Chaviv. That's the Mishneh Berurah Paskens. And with that, we have completed and understood the concept of Birkei Sehen Shavos, the Seder Kadima of the Brachos. Yeah. Sholem is a Chashivas in its own. Why do you understand Chaviv? So it becomes choshev because you like it. So sholem is... Yeah, I hear. Because you can make it as then. I hear. Sholem, however... Can someone explain? It's a good question. Who wants to know why sholem more choshev than chaviv?
Sholem is useless, not on your personal...
That's a nice svara. Very nice svara. Sholem is... Yeah. Disrespective of your own likings. It's something which is... Yeah, I like that svara very much. Yeah. So you want to know as to whether you make the bracha before you cut it up or after?
Before.
You're correct. So, now, the fact you make a bracha when it's not cut up, so that's what counts. Yeah. Okay. Good question. Very good. That's actually very much what is discussed. Now, locha lemaisa, we say even if it's cut up, you're going to go for Shivas Aminim. Yeah. Good. Full stop. New paragraph. I want to just mention over here a very important Mishneh Berurah. We will discuss it again, but I just can't ignore it. Mishneh Berurah Sifkot Na'alef is medayik the words Hoyu Lefanov. What does that teach us? Hoyu Lefanov was before him. He had before him three fruits. What does that teach us? Very good. Okay, so Mishnah Berurah says, Tafka shigam daito yehalelechol mikulam. Mishnah Berurah says, you're the fun of, say it before him. It's only if you're going to eat it in this, you're going to eat, you're all going to eat them now, in the order, you're not, you haven't got an opinion on the order per se. In other words, if you're going to eat a main course, you're having a main course, and there is a dessert which is already on the table, but you're not ready for it yet because you first need to have a main course. So say you're going to have a main course, grapes for dessert. Very good example. Perfect. And you have why would you make grapes for the main course? So, not such a perfect example. Let's think about, let's make shakels, the whole thing shakels. You have a main course, which is shakel, you've got schnitzel, or whatever it may be, and you have, but that's cut up already, for whatever reason, it's cut up. And you have already a shakel, you have the ice cream, which is lying there already, or the whatever it may be, which is there already. You think about an example yourself, but it's there already, which is sholem. And it's chaviv as well, no doubt. Oh, we would all love to skip and go straight for dessert, wouldn't we? Right. So, but it's all there already. And according to the Seder Kadima of Shiva Saminim, Sholem, Chaviv, he would have to actually go for the dessert. And it's on the table already. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you do not have to be an Oy B'chuchim. You don't have to now choose, take the dessert now. So, can you think of a main course, which is Hoetz? Say you're having a fruit salad, and at the end you're going to have, for dessert, you're going to have a bit of grapes. I don't know, it's not a good example. What? Yeah, and then after, good. So you're not, the Torah never tells you, Shulchan Aruch doesn't tell you, because of Sima Kedima Brachas, you have to have the dessert first. You have to dessert first because, you know, it's Sholem or because it's Shiva Saminim. No, you don't. You don't have to. It's, as Mishnah Berurah says, Dafka Shigam Daito Yehalelechol Mikulam. Your opinion is now, if you're not ready to eat it, so don't eat it. It's only, say the Kedimim Brachas is only if they are before you and you're going to eat them all now. Shulchan Aruch, I remember that, the Fox said that in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch never tells you that you have to eat something. If you are ready to eat them, then it's telling you which one you have to eat first, which one you have to eat second. But you don't have to, you know, get something from dessert and eat it now. Let's think of a mezonis example. Mezonis, let's say you have a main course mezonis. Won't be a main course mezonis. You're having pasta. And for dessert, you're having chocolate cake. Good. And for some reason, the chocolate cake is... It's the chocolate cake, that's right. The chocolate cake is Sholem, and the chocolate cake is Chaviv as well. let's not fool ourselves, right? So the halach is, it doesn't mean that true Chaim Yeshua, no? It's definitely Chaviv. Chocolate cake over pasta, no? So Shulchan Aruch doesn't tell you have to go for a chocolate cake now because it's Sholem, and the pasta is not. So don't tell you that. You have to go according to the, right? Shigam daito yehalelechol mikulam. Now, you want to eat them now. Then comes Shiva Saminim, Sholem, Chaviv. But if you're not ready to eat them, you don't have to do it. Does that make sense? We'll talk more about that. It's going to be very relevant for all the Shilas. But Mishnah Berurah mentioned it now, so it's good to mention it now already. Okay, we're ready for the second part of Sif Aleph. V'im ein birkos hein shavos. We're now ready for the second category, which is ein birkos hein shavos. You are now addressing the shaila. What happens if you've got a few different brachas in front of you? Different brachas. You've got a cake, and you've got a fruit, and you've got a vegetable, and you've got a cup of wine. What are you gonna make now? V'im ein birkos hein shavos. Now, hafilu yesh min shiva. Even if one of them is shiva saminim, could go into snow and v'zayis. I'm just going to carry on a bit because we're not going to pass in mamash like that. So, chaviv does come first. I'll get to it in a minute. Now, the Shulchan Aruch goes a little bit off topic. The Shulchan Aruch now is going to bring a machloikas, define chaviv. What do you define chaviv? What happens if a person really has got a craving now, he really is desperate for, Chris. He generally doesn't like it so much. Normally, on a regular day, he keeps himself quite far from them. But now he's got this massive taiva for it. So is this considered chaviv or not? Does it go according to the general likings or to the current desire? And this is actually a machloikas. The Shulchan Aruch says now, v'nikro chaviv, how do you define chaviv? Hamin, the type, she'rogil liyos chaviv olav, what is normally considered chaviv. Although now you don't like it so much, I'm not so desperate for this now, but normally I love it, so it's considered chaviv. And this has to be read in conjunction with Seif Beis. For the Rambam, according to the Rambam, if the other one is more chaviv, whether it's not shiva saminim. See, the Rambam holds, makdim achaviv loy oz beoyse shah. He says, the way you define chaviv, that's the point I'm taking out from here. The Rambam holds, the definition of chaviv is not what you generally like and what you generally don't like. It goes according to what do you want now more. That's according to the Rambam definition of chaviv. So if God of Achloikas, the Shulchan Aruch in Tzif Aleph tells us that the chaviv is defined by your general liking, and Rambam holds that it doesn't go according to your general, it goes according to your mood now. So a moody person can have different chaviv depending on what day.
If you don't care,
right. So this is in terms of what chaviv is. But now, critically now, is Siv Gimel, because that's really Alach Lemaisa, how we deal with Ein Birkei Seh Shavuos. So again, we have discussed what the Alach is by Birkei Seh Shavuos. We learned Shiva Saminim, Sholem, Chaviv. We've gone into a slight bracket, as it were. We've defined a machloikas rishonim, what is considered Chaviv, according to Shulchan Aruch, it goes according to general, according to Rambam, what you love now. Okay, and now we're going to be discussing what's the halach of Ein Birkei Seh Shavuos. I'm trying to simplify it just to have halach lemaisa. Siv Gimel, have you left fun of Dovah she because of Bere Piyo? What, Rabbi said, what's the halach of Ein Birkei Seh Shavuos? Ein Birkei Seh Shavuos, what do you go first? Mezoines? Few different brachas.
Food over liquid?
If they're all foods? Mezoines? Mezoines, what is Hadama? Says the Shulchan Aruch, have you lefonav davar shebekosoi b'irei priyoetz? If something was brought before you, which is bracha, is a specialized bracha. I'm going to call it a specialized bracha, which is b'irei priyoetz. Please allow me to call it a specialized bracha, because b'irei priyoetz is only on a specific area, right? It's only on specific foods. As opposed to, and, that's right, charcoal and adama. Yeah, but it's not really because the evidence will be without. It's less. It's okay. I hear that. But please leave it with me for a moment. That Hadom is also considered non-specific. Okay. Have you a fun of Dovashi because of Birpi or Eitz? If you have in front of you something which is or Eitz, the Dovashi because of Shakol and something which is Shakol. Birpi or Eitz Kodemes. Rabbi Sai, rule number one. By Ein Birkei Seh Shavuos, her Eitz comes before Shakol. She Chashuva, because her Eitz is more Chashuv. She ain't a Poteres, but a because it's specific. I'm going to call it specific. That it's only part of one specific food type. One category. So it's only. Also when it comes to Bir Pri Adama and Shakol. Bir Pri Adama Kedemes. Bir Pri Adama is before Shakol. Because Shakol, as you said, is non-specific. Shakol is yotze everything. Whatever you want. If you've got a eitz and adama, you can choose whichever you want. V'yesh omish berpre, it's kodem, and some say berpre eitz comes before adama. That's how we pasken. So, Rabbi Isai, to summarize what the Shulchan Aruch says, according to the Mishnah Berurah and other achronim, the halacha which is generally considered mago eish. Have you heard the expression mago eish? Magoesh, it's generally considered Magoesh, which is an easy way of remembering what the rules is of Kadima by Ein Bekasein Shavuos. Mem, Gimel, Ayin, full stop, Aleph, Shin, which goes, Mem stands, as you said correctly, first one is going to be, well really it's Mem Magoesh, because really it always will be Hamotzi, it's not even mentioned over here, but obviously if it's Hamotzi, you're going to do Hamotzi first, but okay, leave that out. So I'm leaving out the Hamotzi element if there is. In comes Mem for Mezoinus, Gimel for, if there is, Agofen, very specific as well. Mem, Gimel, then comes Ayin for Eitz. Full stop. And then afterwards comes Aleph for Adama indeed, and Shin for Shakol. Mago Eish. That's the easiest, best, and most correct way of remembering the rules of Halacha by Ein Bekasein Shavuos, Mago Eish. Mago Eish. Mezoinus, Hagofen, Eitz, Adoma, Shahakol. Right. So this is really what the Mishnah Berurah, what the Shulchan Aruch means over here. The only thing which has to be mentioned is that if there is there is some hold that the old is not mamash like that in terms of chaviv. One of them is if the hadoma is chaviv, you would come first. But generally, I think the halach is generally the way the consensus of the poskim is that mago eish, you always go according to mago eish. The bialacha now mentions a fascinating shaila. And we'll then answer anything, Shaila. Rabbi Isai, somebody puts on tefillin for a yard site after davening Elechaim, and then or somebody putting on tefillin for the first time. So you may, what is normally provided? Mezoinus and a shakol. Sometimes whiskey as well, yeah? Okay, so charcoal, this is charcoal, and this is mezoinus. Okay. Yeah, rarely. Rarely. Sometimes, but rarely. Okay, so according to that, what do people normally go for? And what do people do? People have mezoinus first? I mean, people who, I'm saying? People have mezoinus first? What do people normally go for? People have the whiskey first, absolutely. I mean, exactly. Oh, very good. Excellent. So people normally, your mom is saying the Shlach HaKadosh, the Bialocha. Normally, what do people do? I don't know, what do normally people go for? They take the whiskey first, right? People take the whiskey first. Have the Shachis, people go first for the whiskey and then the cake, right? Usually, that's what people do. So is this in order or not in order? Well, no, the palm, please. Is this in order or not? What should really be the order? Mezoinus, and then after the shakol, right? Magoesh, mezoinus comes on top, and then shakol is right in the bottom. So you have to take, this is two items in front of you. You should first take mezoinus, then shakol. That's not what's done.
But in the kiddush, you have the wine first. After kiddush, you take the wine, then you have mezoinus.
Because gofen, hagofen comes.
You could take first mezoinus, then.
Yes.
And then you could have a whiskey after mezoinus.
You mean? Yes, absolutely. Yeah, true. Okay, so Abay said we've got. How does that work? Bialoch is intrigued by that because it seems like that was a minigoni for centuries. People have first the whiskey and then have the mezoinus. So it seems like we were in good company. That it was been done for literally doiras. That people first go for the whiskey and then the mezoinus. So Bialoch of speaks about it. And he's bothered about it. And he says that the Shlach HaKadosh says a very interesting pshat in this. And he says the following, but actually we're gonna maybe leave that for Sunday Mitzvah Hashem. He explains it in a very interesting way, but we're gonna leave that. Yeah.
Some people can't you make
kiddush
on whiskey?
Yeah, by Shabbos day, yeah.
Shabbos day.
So therefore.
So you'd say shakol. And then you have to get afterwards in Zonas, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, but you're making Kiddush, so it is different. Yeah. Yeah. Although it's interesting that you're comparing it, and that will be, we'll maybe address it again on Sunday, Mitzvah, because you're right about that. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we covered, so we'll discuss this question about the Lechaim, Mitzvah, we'll discuss it on Sunday again in Mitzvah Hashem. But just to recap what we covered tonight the key concepts of Seder Kadima and Brachas. We learned there's a distinction between Birkas Hashem Shavuos and En Birkas Hashem Shavuos. By Birkas Hashem Shavuos, we said the order is, what's the order? By Birkas and Shavuos. By Birkas, with the same bracha. Ah, yeah. Shiva Zamini, that's right. Sholem, and then Chaviv. Birkas and Shavuos, same bracha. You're going to go for Shiva Zamini with the Viz. Sholem, complete if there is. Whole over comes before cut. And if they're both whole or they're both cut, you're going to go for Chavit, one you like most. We then discussed, there's a Machloek is a Shoenim, how do you actually define liking? Is it about craving now, what you like now most? Or is it about generally what you like most? Machloek is Shulchan Aruch and Rambam. And then we spoke about the Aloch of Ein Birkas Ein Shavuos, and there the Aloch is, what's the Kadima by Ein Birkas Ein Shavuos? Magoesh, Mezoinos, Gofen, AIDS, Adomo Shakol, and right. So this is what we cover tonight. And we ended up asking the question of the Bialocha in terms of by Lechaim, by Tikkun, why do people take Mezoinos after the whiskey? Okay, good Shabbos, Rabbi Yisrael.